With what you need to know in the news on Friday, April 8th, 2022, I'm Vin Abneau. The vice president of the Jackson Board of Education was indicted on charges of cyber harassment and accused of sending images of intimate parts of an individual without their permission. The indictment from a Monmouth County grand jury charges Tara Rivera with fourth-degree cyber harassment claims that she sent pictures of an individual to another person identified on March 27, 2020, via social media or electronic device. Rivera also faces a third-degree charge of invasion of privacy. New school performance reports have been issued by the State Education Department, crammed with data for each district and school in the state. Between the categories that are missing and the trends in others, it's a snapshot of what COVID did to the 2020-21 academic year.
Assistant Education Commissioner Kathleen Ayling says the pandemic's impacts are seen throughout the reports, including 60% fewer students taking the PSAT, 35% taking the SAT, 40% taking a special education assessment, and 30% a test for English language learners.
Most of the impacts are decreases in overall participation, with some areas seeing larger impacts than others.
Enrollment in advanced placement classes stayed the same, though slightly fewer took and passed the exams. Disciplinary incidents plunged 89% from before the pandemic, but so many virtual school days limited the opportunity for teachers to observe conflicts. At the State House, this is Michael Simons.
Jackson police are looking for whoever left multiple containers with rags stuffed in the top filled with an unknown liquid that was left outside a door at the Pineview Apartments early Thursday morning. One of the containers was ignited, but residents in Jackson were able to extinguish the fire before firefighters arrived on the scene. As we inch closer to a statewide ban on single-use plastic bags, along with a ban on paper bags at large grocery stores, a Republican lawmaker is looking to create a big exemption. Any order is placed online for pickup or delivery.
Under upcoming legislation from State Senator Kristen Carrato, come May 4th, retailers would be able to continue using single-use bags for grocery pickup or home delivery. Kari Martin with Clean Ocean Action in Long Branch says folks have had since November 2020 to prepare for the upcoming ban.
During this time, we should have come up with something as it's just a month away.
She says any potential exemption needs to be examined very carefully. Last month, Governor Murphy approved a six-month extension for food banks to get in line with the bag ban. I'm Dean Alfalamia.
As JetBlue leapfrogged Frontier for a deal with Spirit Airlines, the Frontier and Spirit partnership that apparently materialized in February was supposed to be a monumental marriage of the two budget carriers. Spirit now says that JetBlue's offer may be the better one. Wall Street hasn't liked it, though. JetBlue shares down close to 20% this week. The Biden administration's requirement of a COVID-19 vaccine for all federal workers was upheld Thursday by a New Orleans-based federal appeals court, which orders the dismissal of a lawsuit challenging the mandate. Biden's executive order was issued September 9th for executive branch agency employees well before the Omicron wave this past winter. What is Governor Murphy focused on? Running New Jersey or planning for his own political future? A new survey finds that New Jersey residents have a significant difference of opinion on this topic.
A new Monmouth University poll finds 45% of Jersey residents think Phil Murphy is primarily focused on governing the state, while 45% say he's more concerned about looking out for his own political future. Pollster Patrick Murray says the survey also finds
37% of New Jerseyans feel that Phil Murphy is going to run for president. So that's less than half think that's where his eye is right now.
He adds, while a majority of Garden State residents think Murphy is doing a good job as governor, 56% believe he would not be a good chief executive. I'm David Matthau.
Walmart has increased the starting pay for truck drivers to between $95,000 and $110,000, up from $87,500. The retailer will also launch a training program for employees to become drivers as well. I'm Vin Abneau on the Town Square Jersey Shore News Network. Have a great weekend.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.